Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor.
Yes.
Hi. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about today so I can pull up the account for you today?
Okay. Muscle transformation or muscle, I got TRANS.
I need the zip code, ma'am.
Yours or mine?
The zip code for the account you're calling in about today.
9330.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Bob Meltebarger.
Okay, bear with me. I'm looking for that name, ma'am.
Pardon?
I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Bear with me. Okay. Do you mind spelling that first and last name, please?
Barb is B-A-R-B. That's a tough one. Miltbarger, M-I-L-T-I-B-A-R-G-E-R. All one word.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm here. I'm looking for that name. Bear with me.
You're what?
I'm looking for an account with that name. Bear with me, ma'am.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
16229 Barber Creek in Kent City, Michigan, 49330.
Thank you for that. I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today. That was initially an order that was placed for $7.45 and $6.70 for a 14-day trial period for the cost of the shipping. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, as it states in the terms
of conditions. I didn't order it, and I didn't get it.
So you never placed the order for the keto or
no,
the cleanse?
No, I did not. I am 83 years old. Okay. What do I want with more muscle?
It's a dietary supplement, ma'am. The keto and the cleanse.
Sorry.
You never placed that order for the $7.45 and $6.70?
$45.91.89.
Yes, ma'am. That's the out-of-trial cost. I'm just trying to verify. Did you ever place the order for any of these charges?
No, I didn't.
Or, like, do a survey?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did anyone in your household ever place this order, ma'am?
I hope not.
Okay, ma'am. So you are claiming fraud for this entire account, including the trial for the $7.45 and $6.70, ma'am?
I am.
Okay. What I can go ahead and do is proceed forward with the fraud claim, ma'am. Now, what that would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account, for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And just to verify, have you filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am?
Yes, I have, with my credit card company.
Okay. And what exactly did they say, ma'am?
I should call you and find out what I got.
Okay, so you... They
didn't
told
get anything. I didn't order it. The card company that I'm going through is Discover.
So your bank did file a dispute, ma'am?
Discover Card filed a dispute.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do is I can file it as fraud. But regarding those credits for the fraud claim, ma'am, since you do have a dispute with your card company, we would need you to call back with them on the line, ma'am, before I can proceed forward with issuing refunds for the fraud claim, ma'am.
They're going to get you. They will get you because I have filed the fraud against you.
And I understand what you're saying, ma'am, and since you have a filed a dispute with your card company for me to be able to proceed forward with issuing refunds for the fraud claim that you're filing with us, you would need to contact your bank and call back with them on the line.
I cannot do that. I can only call one person at a time.
Okay, ma'am. You would have to go ahead and call back with the bank on the line, ma'am. And then we would need to go ahead and verify with you and the banker.
I do that.
You would have to either issue the three-way call or call your bank and have your bank issue the three-way call, ma'am.
No. It's up to you to prove you sent them. I didn't order them, and I'm not going to pay for them. I don't care if you have me call Timbuktu. I am not going to pay for them.
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying, and I will be more than happy to assist you with getting those refunds for the fraud claim you're filing with us, ma'am. But before we can issue a refund, since you have filed a dispute already with your bank,
with my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am, your bank, credit card company, financial institution, ma'am. Since you filed a dispute with them, ma'am, you will need to call back with them on the line before we can proceed forward with the fraud credits for you. Now, I filed it as fraud for you, though, but I'm unable to issue those fraud credit refunds at this time until you call back with your bank on the line. Once you call back with your bank on the line and we are able to verify what's going on with that dispute you filed with them, then we can proceed forward with getting those refunds for the fraud claim you filed with us today.
You've got me there because I don't know how I'm going to do it.
So you can either go ahead and contact your card company and have them issue the three-way call, or you can issue the three-way call
with
them on the line.
I don't think
they can call out. Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for us to proceed forward with those refunds for the fraud claim, ma'am, that I filed for you today. You will need to call back with your financial institution on the line, ma'am. Once we verify what's going on with that dispute, then we can proceed forward with the refund.
And you can tell them that, and they can call me.
Okay, ma'am, again, I'm unable to call them. You have to call back with them on the line, ma'am. Or you have to have them call with you on the line, ma'am.
I can't do it. I am disputing this charge, and the dispute is going to stand.
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but since you have filed a dispute with your card company, ma'am, for us to proceed forward with continuing with the fraud credit refunds for the fraud claim you filed with us today, you will need to call back with your card company on the line, ma'am. Once you call back with the card company on the line, then we can proceed forward with issuing the refunds for the fraud claim you filed today.
I don't know how I would do that.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. And then what you can do is either you can call your card company, explain that they need to have a three-way call. We need a three-way call with them on the line with you, and either ask them to issue the three-way call or you can issue the three-way call. But you have to call us back with the card company on the line so we can verify what's going on with that dispute that you filed with them.
Okay. All I am saying is I don't have a clue on how to call them and you too. I am disputing the 9189, and I'm disputing the 745, and I'll let the card company handle it from here.
Okay, ma'am. Well, again, I do want to let you know whenever you do file a dispute with your bank, they will temporarily issue. just want to let you know, ma'am, whenever you do file a dispute with your bank, they will temporarily issue those credits, and then they will investigate the initial terms and conditions you agreed upon, ma'am. After their investigation is complete, what would happen is you would end up incurring a chargeback. At that point of a chargeback, there would be nothing more we could do for you. So I would advise you reaching out to your card company before they go through that whole dispute process and you incur that chargeback so we can assist you. Once there's a chargeback, there will be nothing more we could do for you. But at this current time, there's not a chargeback on the account.
There is.
So there's not currently a chargeback on your account with us. So there I would advise calling you, having you call back with your bank on the line, ma'am, so we can get this resolved for you. I've already filed it as fraud in our system. I'm just waiting on you calling back with your bank to verify what's going on with that dispute. Once we do verify what's going on with that dispute, then we can proceed forward with the refund for the fraud claim, ma'am.
Thank you. I am going to call them right now and tell them to go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, again, once you call